Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We're going to get to the rest of the NBA slate. We will get to overnights, but I have some thank yous to dole out before we conclude the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of the show. Thanks to our two terrific guests on this Phenomenal Football Friday, Brett Evans, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, and Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Thanks to our amazing crew on You Better You Bet, helping us to get through, you know, what was kind of a difficult show for a little bit. I lost connection for a while, so appreciate the efforts of everyone getting me back up and rolling. Our executive producer, Scott Lynn, our technical director, Bill Matz, our board op, David Dykstra, in for Jake the Snake Hassan, and God's Perfect Creation, our video producer, Downtown Mike Brown. Also, thanks to Frank in engineering. I don't know Frank's last name. Sorry, Frank. And Curlew Burton. But shout out to Frank. Love me some Frank. Frank's awesome. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight. And also, great job by Ken holding down the fort, hosting the show basically for a full hour. Good job by you, Kenny. Good stuff.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, you know. Good job. BetMGM tonight, coming up after us.
A lot of college basketball tomorrow. Spoiler alert.
Ryan Horvat, Trista Crick, Quinton Mayo coming your way. 4-hour live betting extravaganza coming up after us. NBA, college hoops, NHL, etc. Oh, and the Pac-12 championship game as well with Ryan, Trista, and Quinton. BetMGM tonight coming up after us. Ken and I will be back Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, countdown to kickoff here on the brilliant BetQL Network. Ken, let's wrap up our plays for tonight in the association. And we start in the NBA, where we've got, or we finish in the NBA, our NBA slate, with Golden State, a 7-point favorite at home over Phoenix, total 215.5. Devin Booker out in this game for Phoenix with that hammy. They played the other night, obviously, and Phoenix ended up winning that game. So this is the second of the duplex here, or second of the back-to-back. Golden State, a 7-point home favorite now.
Right, and so basically, you're flipping home court, which obviously, depending on what you want to give Phoenix and the Warriors, let's say 2.5 to 3 points each way, something like that. You could maybe go less, but I think that's about right. Then you also have to factor in what's Booker's absence worth. That's how you get to this number from Phoenix being favored to Warriors, you know, as much as 7.5 earlier today, 6.5, 7. With the market existing like this, Phoenix hasn't been a bad road team this year. Their splits are actually pretty good. It would only be Phoenix for me with this kind of a number, and it feels little bit like an overreaction, but honestly, like, not really. Oh, also, Phoenix on the second night of a back-to-back. Forgot to mention that, too. Good win. Pistons, narrow winner.
Lost by 11 and 12.
Yeah. So that was something. So that's an extra built in, obviously, to get from Phoenix 2.5 to Warriors by this much. Three things working against Phoenix. So flip home court, Booker out, second night of a back-to-back. That's how you get to this number. Phoenix would be the play in this game for me if I had to bet it. Honestly, just not interested, though.
Yeah, I feel like the number's gone out too far at this point. 7.5. I'll take Phoenix. I'll be a man since Ken doesn't want to tonight. I'll take the Celtics and I'll take Phoenix.
Definitely no bets for me. Definitely not like 35 bets coming up here in about 3 minutes. Definitely not that.
Well, I guess we'll find out momentarily here, but we have one more NBA game to hit. So I'm on the Phoenix Suns for tonight. And the final game is the battle for Los Angeles. With the Lakers and the Clippers on, LeBron James becomes the first athlete in the history of COVID-19 to basically say, you know what? Screw your protocols. I'm playing. And the NBA is like, great. Welcome
back. He head faked a television network. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've never seen it before.
I literally probably the most powerful athlete in the history of anything, basically. Like, yeah, I tested positive for COVID. Actually, no, I didn't. And I'll see you Friday night on national television.
no, Adam. I'm playing. It's like, oh, okay, yes. Right this
What's
way,
great
Mr.
about
James.
This is David Stern would have made sure the positive test never saw the light of day. LeBron James basically told Adam Silver, we're varying it. And Adam's like, okay. Lakers, a 2.5-point home favorite as a result over the Clippers. Total 218.5. I'm guessing Anthony Davis is in based on this line move here, Ken.
That's correct.
Paul George also in for the Clippers, and LeBron going to play as well.
Yeah, and like a small note in this game too, Dwight Howard, I believe, is going to start tonight for the Lakers. Frank Vogel, I think, announced that yesterday. So going to try to go with that big lineup, Anthony Davis playing the four with Dwight at the five and not DeAndre Jordan. So like kind of a little interesting adjustment. Is that like a spread or total impact situation? I don't think so. Is it like Lakers first quarter because it's a different five-man combination that could give you more? That's probably reading too much into it. No home court, obviously, in this game. Two staples. So with that in mind, like, I get really close to this number. Even with Davis playing, I think that's the number's moving in the right direction. If I had to bet the game, I would probably bet the Lakers if I had to bet the game, but honestly, just not really interested. I've had a lot of trouble making numbers on Lakers games this year.
2.5. If it hits three, I think I'd bet the Clippers. I'll tell you what I like in this game. I need to start betting earlier because like everything I have circled, the lines move by the time like we do.
Well, that's good. You feel good about that. You feel like you're seeing the board pretty good.
I'd love the over.
Oh, okay. Love the
Frank Vogel has made a point numerous times recently to talk about the Lakers needing to push the tempo more and push the pace more, even with LeBron in the lineup. Ken, I think that there's a chance that we're going to look back on like these Lakers totals or like specifically this one tonight and be like, these are wrong. Like we have to start bumping these up. We have to start bumping them up now. And I think Paul George is going to be up to the task tonight. I liked it at 217 earlier today when I was going through and handicapping games. It's 218.5. I don't care. Give me the over tonight. I'm on the over tonight with the Lakers and the Clippers. And that does it for our NBA bets for tonight. Here on the Brilliant BetQL Network.
I'm already laughing. Sorry.
Why?
There's so many bets tomorrow. It's like really, I put a ton of them in during the break. Stuff is flying. The board's like going crazy right now. It's actually really fun.
Scott Lynn just typed in our chat, breathe, which I appreciate. Scott, I just got a text from Crew Lou Burton in engineering. Click a Zoom link to start our scheduled Zoom meeting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. I can't breathe until at least 7:30. So I'm going to be on a Zoom call with
well, you can breathe. How about this? You tee up the imaging, you breathe for the next 7 minutes.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. So now it's time. David Dykstra. I have checked my watch, and it is indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, baby, it's that time of the night.
Sure is.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball.
I will.
It's overnights here on You Better, You Bet.
There should be an alternate piece of imaging that's, hey, Nick, sit back and relax for the next 8 minutes while Ken Barkley talks about college basketball. It's overnights here. You better, you bet.
Well, while Ken Barkley talks about what?
College basketball.
College basketball. All right.
You do Cartman. I at least like, try.
I think I like doing Cartman.
I mean, it's funny.
Poker face, my poker face. All right. Anyway, we have too much to do.
I not a heard him like they do in Texas, please.
All right, now I just want to do that until we're out. Everybody in the everybody like Twitch and YouTube is like, please.
I love it.
Okay, now here's like 27 bets. Whee!
I give him, show him what I got.
Please stop. Can't do overnights laughing. Please stop. Ton of games tomorrow. Ton of good games. Ton of bets. First game that stands out, largest total difference for me on the board. Numbers already crashing. Don't blame it. Think it has a ton more room to go. Clemson, Miami, this total opened 138.5. By the time I got it, it was 138. Now it's 137.5. Good news, my projection for the game is 131. So, hey, I think the total has a lot more room to go. Now, I can be wrong about this stuff, just giving you my number. This feels like it has a lot of room to go. Not surprising that it's already one of the movers on the board. Under in Clemson, Miami. We'll fast forward through some of the ones that people don't care as much about. IUPUI 14.5 against Oakland. Really tough luck loser with Oakland the other night. -5. Crazy end game. win by four, really brutal stuff. Had closing line value in the game too. IUPUI 14.5, 14 and 13.5 would also be bets against Oakland. IPFW, apparently all these Midwest Indiana schools, we're just going to play on all of them. IPFW 4 at home against Northern Kentucky, 4 and 3.5 would be a bet. Omaha at home against Eastern Washington, 6 and 5.5 would be a bet. Northern Illinois at Dayton, who obviously beat Kansas, I think it was last weekend. Northern Illinois 19.
Last Friday, yep.
Pretty big difference here. Like I gave Dayton a bump, but like this is a little wild. This would be playable down to 17. They're 19 right now against Dayton. Again, just my number. Mercer at home has to be +3 against Georgia State. Anything less, not interested. A couple games that do matter, like major conference teams. Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, a little bit of value to the over. Opened 134.5. Good up to 135.5, I think is about where I would stop playing that. Wake with a total in the 130s just looks weird, but I think that has a little more room to go up. Opposite way, we're going to play under in Tennessee Tech and Evansville. Open 132.5, playable down to 131, in my opinion. Colorado-Tennessee, really fun game tomorrow. Colorado, a 4.5-point home underdog. I like Colorado a lot at this number. 4.5, 4 and 3.5 would all be bets for me. I have Tennessee rated really highly. It's just like the difference between the teams I think is being exaggerated here. Charlotte, 5.5 at home against George Washington, playable 5.5 and 6. Wright State 4.5 at Cleveland State, 4.5 and 4 are playable. St. Bonaventure and Buffalo, kind of a wild game tomorrow, total 150, which kind of gives you an idea of what we might expect. I think St. Bonaventure is a really good bet at 3.5 and 4. We'll see how the market shapes out for that, but like the Bonnies is a small home favorite. Tennessee State and Chicago State. Chicago State, if Mississippi Valley State wasn't in D1, Chicago State would be the worst team in the country by far. Under in this game, 143.5, good to 142.5 with that. St. Louis -2 and the under 144.5. Only a little bit of room on both. Has to be 2 on the side. 144.5 and 144 would be bets on the under. Old Dominion 8 against George Mason tomorrow. 8 and 7.5 are both bets. And then UNLV, which is already crashing. This is one of my biggest side differences tomorrow. They opened 13.5 against San Francisco. 13 on the board. My number in the game is 8.5. I can never get to this number, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. UNLV all the way down to, 11 probably would be a bet for me in this game. Already a 0.5 has come off of it. We'll see what happens. To end, sort of the grand finale, Alabama-Gonzaga, really, really, really fun game tomorrow that I think will generate a lot of interest. Gonzaga opened 8.5. I'll just tell you, in my opinion, I think this is a completely crazy opener. This is another one of my massives. So basically, this and UNLV kind of tie for the biggest spread differences. Close with Alabama Gonzaga because it's like a way better game. My projection for this game is Gonzaga by 12.5. I think Gonzaga 8.5 is like an absolute smash, honestly. 9, 9.5 would also definitely be bets. I like the over a little bit, 160. My number is 161.5. Call that like kind of a lean, could be a half unit. It's a really fun game. So I will definitely have a bet on Gonzaga. I've showed value on them in basically, I mean, every big game that they played so far this year, and this will be another one against Alabama. So that should be really fun. I'm going to attempt to read everything with no sides. This should be really fun.
I can if
this
you one? Would like also. I wrote
it. I got it. This is going to be really fun. Clemson, Miami under, IUPUI, IPFW, Omaha, Northern Illinois, Mercer, the over in Wake, the under in Tennessee Tech, Colorado, Charlotte, Wright State, St. Bonaventure, the under in Tennessee State and Chicago State, St. Louis and the under, Old Dominion, UNLV, Gonzaga, and a little bit on the over.
That's absolutely incredible.
Welcome to Saturdays. Get used to it. That's and you don't have to bet them all. See how the markets move. Whatever you want to do, I don't care.
It's, you know, it's much like the Pokemon said. You got to catch them all. I like to bet them all. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Oh, overnights.
How many bets? 33.
All right, good stuff, man. I'll talk to you on Sunday morning. Countdown to kickoff, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, Ken.
Hopefully not broke by then.
And hopefully the technology isn't either. Thanks again to our crew today. Awesome job by the entire crew. Quentin, Ryan, and Trista coming up after us, BetMGM tonight. So until Ken and I talk to you again, dear listener and dear viewer, Sunday morning, we are wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get it tonight and tomorrow before NFL Sunday.